living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hi, and welcome to another spoiled movie review on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. Today I'm joined by, well, you should know already, I guess we're reviewing Maleficent. That should be on the title of this review already. So you know what movie we're talking about. I am joined by none other than the co-host of the Blackout Tips and host of Lip Smacking Good, Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
And I'm doing great. We also have first timer on the podcast. Some of you may know her from Twitter. Siobhan, aka Hip Loyta, HIPPLOYTA, which is like a Greek goddess, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You are correct. It's Amazon from Greek mythology.
There you go. And I reckon the only reason I know that is because,
comic books.
Yeah. Well, Wonder Woman. That's why I know that. First of all, thank you for joining us, Siobhan. I decided to have her on because I saw Maleficent and I was live tweeting it from Rod Live Tweets, my account. And, she was one of the people that was responding back, like she'd seen the movie. And I said, hey, why don't you, review this bad boy with me? Cause I didn't know too many people that saw it. So that's it. Podcast and magic. For those who don't know, spoiler movie reviews is very simple. It's for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. Angelina Jolie's kiss is what wakes up Sleeping Beauty, okay? So you were warned.
You sure was. If you listened this far, this is your fault.
You saw the title of this shit and you decided, fuck it, I'm gonna take my chances. Well, now there's no need for you to go see the movie. Let's talk about this movie, Maleficent, which stars Angelina Jolie as Maleficent, the title character, who people might remember as the evil witch from Sleeping Beauty.
Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wait. What am I saying? Sleeping Beauty?
Said Sleeping Beauty, but earlier you were talking about Snow White, so I just want to make sure you got your princesses right.
Yeah, I get them confused sometimes.
Me too. They all look the same. And yeah. They all go to sleep. My bad.
Hollywood keeps saving these young blonde women, and I keep getting them confused. Mix it up. A beautiful, pure-hearted young woman, Maleficent has an idyllic life growing up in a peaceful forest kingdom until one day when an invading army threatens the harmony of the land. Maleficent rises to be the land's fiercest protector, but she ultimately suffers a ruthless betrayal, an act that begins to turn her pure heart to stone. Bent on revenge, Maleficent faces a battle with the invading king's successor. As a result, places a curse upon his newborn infant, Aurora. As the child grows, Maleficent realizes that Aurora holds the key to peace in the kingdom and perhaps to Maleficent's true happiness as well. Let's get right into it, man. Let's talk about what we did not like about this movie first, and then we'll go over what we did like about the movie, and then we'll give it our ratings. Karen, what did you not like about this movie starring Elle Fanning, Charlton Copley, Angelina Jolie, Leslie Manning, Manville? What didn't you like?
One of the major things I did not like, you watched it in regular, right?
Yeah, I watched it regular.
I watched it in 3D because when I came in, the 2D had already started. Mm-hmm. So I said, cool, I paid extra money for 3D. Don't waste your money in 3D. It was a beautiful movie, but it was one of the movies that was 3D after the fact. And that's a pet peeve of mine for movie watchers out there. If you're watching a movie in 3D, the preview, it actually needs to be in 3D. When you do it after the fact, you have some parts that pop out, but the whole movie doesn't like jump out at your eyes, because if they would have shot the whole thing in 3D, you know, with all the flying and all the shit she did, it would have more, popped out on the screen and made it a lot more beautiful for the 3D price. I just don't think it was worth 3D. It was a beautiful movie though, but not worth 3D.
All right. Siobhan, was there anything that you didn't like about the movie?
Some of the characters were kind of stupid, but that was okay. It was within the plot.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, I think for me, the only thing I didn't like was that some of the characters were like overly simple, but you know, I gave it a pass, honestly, because it is kind of towing the line between that kids and adult.
Yeah.
You know, thing where it had enough adult fare for me to continue watching and be interested, which is rare. Cause I hate kids movies, even the nostalgic shit that people love. Like I hate, the Lego movie. Like it's just not good to me. So, you know, this is one of those rare times where I'm watching something and, I'm fully engrossed. But yeah, every once in a while I got this reminder, like, this is for children and you don't have any. Because,
you know, I had the opposite. Like I had a reminder. It was a kids movie when they recognized, they looked, they said, oh, was that Maleficent at the wall? And they realized it was just the girl. Yes. I was expecting them to run up on her.
And me too. Mm. They're like, who are you, bitch? Oh, wait a minute. Wrong person. Yeah,
let me see them titties.
And then be like, exactly. And, on Twitter, they're like, nah, we've seen too much Game of Thrones. This is a
right.
kids movie.
That's true.
They're like, behead her.
Yeah. The thing is, like, the characters that were the weirdest to me were like Flittle, Knotgrass, and Thistletwit, the pixies.
Yeah. They were annoying.
Cause they were like the three stooges of the show, but their physical comedy just didn't work for me. Although some of their like the other jokes weren't that bad, but
yeah,
some of the slapstick moments just didn't land. They weren't that funny or slapsticky, for my taste. But that's really about it. Now, a bunch of people that were on the human side didn't have enough to do. The queen basically was, there was no point.
Pointless.
Yeah.
There to die.
Right. Mm-hmm. Prince Philip, there's really, they don't spend much time with him. King Henry's there to die, but, you know, that's about it for me.
His council was just there. Mm-hmm. Present in the room. 5 seconds. They was like, I'm gonna pick a king.
Yeah. Also, there's a, one scene.
He was stupid from the get-go, though. It was like, hey, let me go invade a magical kingdom. Like, what?
Yeah, he was just evil for no reason. The one thing I will say, too, that did kind of, it was a scene that, I think it didn't work because I'm an adult, or maybe just it was weird, but the scene where Maleficent actually curses the baby, and the king's only, like, a foot away.
Torture him! Yes! Yeah.
You know, I kept being like, so why don't you just fuck him up, or... Why, or even worse, why doesn't he fuck you up? Like, you are right by his baby. He should just hit you with something iron and then, like, watch you fly out. But he stood there the whole time, petrified.
I enjoyed him being scared. I ain't gonna
me
lie.
Too. Me
I
too.
Did. I enjoyed the scene.
I guess for me, it worked for me because she literally came in here like, niggas, I am here. What the fuck you gonna do? I got magic. I dare you to say a goddamn thing to me. Like, she walked in there like she was the boss and he was scared and frightened because he knew when he seen her, shit was gonna pop off. Because you're the reason why she lost the wings. So you knew she was furious. And I think that it was better for her to have him feel the same pain that she felt. Like, killing him, I don't think that had been enough. She was like, you know what?
Let me get your kid.
That's
yeah.
right. Since I had to suffer, you're going to have to suffer.
Yeah, I knew something was up because when she walked in, like, Beyonce's music started playing. And
didn't
shit.
She?
She was a boss, boy. She just said, I'm in here. Hey,
right.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
So, but
perfect
like
makeup, scary outfit, and she's like, "Oh yeah, the baby's gonna be pretty. It's gonna be nice. And then it's gonna die. Have fun."
But yeah, that, so like, it was a very like I said, very minor things. These like none of this distracted me really from the movie. And like I said, I think it's because I was an adult. I was like, "Well, just stab her. This is the best chance you're gonna probably get because she is right there, and your ass is scared." So.
Pretty clear to me that he forgot though about her weakness.
He really like, later, did. That also was another thing that was weird was that he forgot that, and even though he was the most scared of her and that was how he got her wings, he forgot that iron could hurt her.
Yeah, I guess because in his mind it happened so like she let some years pass but yeah. She showed back up on the scene.
Yeah, they clearly fast forwarded long time.
Like she was recovering. I mean, she was way too, I would have been like, she didn't even do anything about it till she was like, oh, you're going to be king now. Oh, you got a kid? Now let me get up in here.
Yeah, her heart her heart was broken, and then she saw his Facebook status change, and she was like, hold up now.
Oh, man.
No, I don't think her heart was what was broken, though. Maybe her, I'm going to kill you in very painful ways. It took a while for her to build up to that.
You know what?
I think she felt betrayed.
Yeah, I think her violated, heart was broken.
And violated because she lost her wings, and the movie takes on a darker turn. Yeah, she trusted him. They were friends. They grew up together. Mm-hmm. And, it was her first kiss. He said, her true love's kiss or whatever. So I thought that she felt betrayed and heartbroken because it was doubly bad. Even when he showed up, it was under the guise of hey, girl, I've been thinking about you, and they're trying to kill you. So
exactly. Oh, that was the worst part. He was like, I'm here as your friend. I'm sorry that I've been away for so long and confused, but they're going to kill you. So I had to come tell you. And then. Shady mother.
Right. And this is a person that she saved from getting killed in the first place, because when she caught him, he was stealing rocks. He was pretty much a crackhead.
Yeah.
She saved his life.
I think they were gems, so I'm not sure.
They were like rocks to me.
I'm not sure.
He was going to smoke that. I could tell.
But them big ass trees was
yo, son, you ain't walking.
Yeah, they were speaking that tree language to her, we going to fuck him up. You don't say nothing. He dead, dog.
Yeah. Another thing that didn't work for me was, as an 8-year-old, Maleficent wore a lot of makeup, lipstick. I said, this little girl is done up to the nines.
Maleficent. You mean the little girl?
Yeah. When she was a little Maleficent, had a lipstick on, eyeshadow.
She's a fairy.
She was about to hit
the
town.
The accent was throwing me off. I'm not sure why.
Oh, the accent. Yeah. So. Let's talk about what did work. And I think we'll go around and everybody say one thing until we're out of stuff. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Karen, what worked for you for this movie? Give me one thing.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, she was everything.
She worked, for the fact that she played the hell out of that character.
Yeah.
And I believe that she was that character. She had some of the most funniest lines, and she kept with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept calling her
Beastly.
Yeah, Beastly. She was like, the beastly thing is about to fall off the cliff.
Let me see if I can actually play a clip. I'm gonna play a clip from it so people can kind of hear what she was all about in this movie. Let me make sure my sound is on. That would work the best for everyone. All right, there it is. This is the scene where she is arriving to curse the baby, by the way.
Like a boss.
Well, well. What a glittering assemblage, King Stefan. Royalty, nobility, the gentry, and... How quaint. Even the rabble.
By the way, she called the pixies the rabble, by the way.
Yeah.
just shade for no reason. No reason.
Yeah, she's like, y'all bitches is here.
Yeah, well, they were just blessing the child, and they got hit with shade.
I must say, I really felt quite distressed at not receiving an invitation.
You're not welcome here.
Oh dear. What an awkward situation.
All right, so that was her arriving, and
she was so epic in that scene.
Yeah, she hit him with that. Then the queen turned around and was like, "You're not mad?" She was like, "I have no reason to be mad."
That was only a tenth of the shade, by the way.
Yeah, honey, she put darkness in the room.
She literally carried shade with her everywhere she went.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl referenced her shade.
Yes.
What?
She said, oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was one thing that was
she
that
was
didn't
stupid.
Work.
That's why I said
she was dumb as shit. I forgot about that. My bad.
Yeah.
why.
She was like, that was, look who raised her though. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you gotta remember, look who raised her. You got three,
stupid
dummies, you know, just doing like the most ridiculous shit. It went for her to, she probably would have died in the first place because they left outside for 3 days.
The first day, they were like, oh, she's hungry. They tried to give her carrots.
Yeah.
Maleficent's raven, Diaval, had to give, I don't know what that was, water, milk, and a flower.
And a flower.
So she could actually drink something and live.
So to me, I understood why she was dumb. Cause I guarantee you, she didn't go to school with the rest of the kids. You know, they probably kept her off in that cottage all by herself.
Yeah, she was about to go to school and be a freak. So thank goodness she got, she got a little bit of,
her little less shelter. Her reaction was the best though. She was all, she gets woken up. She has no idea where she is. She goes, I know who you are. And Maleficent's all, you do. And she goes, you're my fairy godmother. I've seen your shadow my entire life. You've always been watching me. Girl, those two things do not go together.
Yeah.
Like that's called a stalker, honey. A stalker.
Right. She is your stalker. And when did fairy godmothers have shadows, you know?
You know?
Yeah. So that Karen says Angelina Jolie worked for her. I agree. She was magnificent. Carried the movie. Every scene that she was in was amazing. Her cheekbone CGI stuff was
excellent.
So great.
The lipstick just worked.
Yeah, the wardrobe, everything. What about you, Siobhan? Give me something that worked for you.
Angelina Jolie. Well, let me credit Maleficent and Diaval as her sidekick.
Yes.
He was giving, even as a crow, his faces and reacting to her and her reacting back, even though, you know, it's like CGI and she's probably looking like a fake dummy or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was
marvelous.
Really good interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want a CGI. I want GIFs of the crow's reactions because I want to put that on Twitter because he had some of the best, like, this nigga is tripping, you know, moments. You know, he laughed at people as a crow. Like, yeah, and props to Disney for, you know, really raising the bar and not using racial stereotypes as crows anymore. Just, you know, just a regular crow that wasn't offensive in any way.
Mm-hmm. They came a long way.
I love when she turned him into a wolf and he got mad because he didn't want to be. Yeah. He's like, why'd you make me a dog? She's like, it's a wolf. He's like, they eat crows.
Yeah. They're the same.
She's like, well, I'll make you a mealworm. He's like, well, that's better.
That scene was fun, though, because the girl was there at the gate, and they're like, is that Maleficent? It's like, oh, it's not. And, you know, like we said, we respect them to run up on her, but they didn't. But she was like, oh, you're looking for me? Let me knock this girl out real quick, and let me go fuck with y'all some more. And she started throwing them around. It's fun.
One of the things that worked for me was the action.
Yes.
It was very well done for a movie of this ilk. I've seen movies like Snow White and the Huntsman, you know, some of these other remakes of fairy tale movies, where they try to throw in a huge action set piece to make you go, oh, okay, maybe this is good. But it always like has that feeling where one, there's no danger to it. There's no one's dying. There's no real physicality with it. You know, and maybe it's one scene, you know, and they hype it up in a trailer. But when you go see it, it's not really about that. This shit was different. She was fucking people up.
Yes. Yes.
Like she was serving fools. Like,
okay, but there's one plot hole.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they wearing like chainmail and like metal armor? Like iron?
They are, but the only metal that can hurt her is iron, right? It's iron. So I'm assuming it wasn't iron.
It was like
in the
steel
first,
or something.
Yeah, in the first scenes.
Yeah.
And then that's when he was like, go get all the iron. And we about to make everything iron. And he made people work around the clock just making iron.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not trying to hit it. And
I guess because steel is not pure, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They have to have a weakness. And it was like her kryptonite, basically. Because there was really no, there was no technical reason why iron would be the metal that hurts fairies, but nothing else.
Well, I guess I'm a sound lane right now. In classical mythology, actually, iron is a weakness.
Okay. I've never heard that before.
Me either. That's new to me. And one thing about her character, and when you say her action, I loved her wings. Like the wings were like an extension of her.
Yeah.
And since at the beginning they showed you how badass she could be with her wings.
Yes.
Because he rolled up, she was like, yeah, dog, y'all ain't going no further. You ain't my king. Fuck you, nigga. And they was like, We're going. She was like, oh, word. Okay, forest creatures.
Bro, forest people, trees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trees, the ground. Come on.
There was like snake things. Like, I don't even know what they were. Yeah.
They whooped ass and her, like, it would, like, and because they did that scene with her using her wings to fight so good, what it did make me like feel, when she lost her wings, it did make me feel like, well, damn, like,
yes,
how is she gonna fight now? Like, I know she has magic and shit, but you know,
she was whooping ass. She was using magic. Yeah.
And now I see why she was so mad, you know, like, you know, cause now I have like, you have this betrayal and all this stuff in the backdrop and this loss of flight and joy and happiness that was in the movie before, where mm-hmm. her flying to the sun, and now that's gone. And it's kind of like, yeah, I see why she's such a bitch. Like, yes. You gotta go kill these niggas.
And
yeah, I was actually laughing because the reviewers kept being like, why are they trying to make it into a rape LRG? They're making this pure children's story. I was like, do you know the real story of Sleeping Beauty? No? Okay. Mm. It's a rape story. Back up.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yes. You know how they say in the Disney version, he kisses her and she wakes up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the actual story it's founded from, she's woken up by the pain of labor.
Oh.
Because he came and did the business and left. Oh, and then he comes back a year later and sees her with the kids.
Wow. Oh.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard that version before.
Let's go back around the room and find things that work. Karen, what's another thing that worked for you?
The king losing his goddamn mind.
He was nuts.
And they did a very, very good job in a short period of time to show him his mind slowly decaying.
Which king? The original king?
He talked to her wings.
Not like the original king, but the second king.
Okay.
Because she had got to him so bad that he was losing his mind. His whole purpose was to go get her. Every time they went out there, they would come back and was like, we can't penetrate. He was pimp smacking everybody. He was staring at the castle walls. He was like, she coming. I know she coming. His wife, well, they came in and told me, hey, dog, your wife is getting ready to die. He was like, shh.
Yes. I'm talking to her wings.
She's coming. And I was like, well, damn, dog, you so consumed with trying to get her that you don't give a fuck about your wife. You really don't care about your daughter. It's like they did a real good job in a short period of time to show how his actions came back to haunt him off of her cursing his child.
He pimp slapped a pixie.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, get out of here.
He did. Which I was kind of confused by, because, you know, this one magical fairy just put a curse on your kid, and you about to make this other magical person upset? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was mad. Brought his baby back one day too early. Shanto...
Given his kid, that he don't need to these fairies, he don't even know who he didn't even want to trust to give a gift the day of the ceremony. I was like, what?
That bothered me immensely, by the way. Like, what a dumbass. Like, the humans were so stupid in this movie. Charlton Copley is his name, and people will remember him from District 9, where he was excellent playing, Vicus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also, it's not his fault, Elysium, I hated it, but he played Kruger in Elysium, and okay. He was really good as the bad guy with the sword and the mech suit.
Mm-hmm.
And in 18, we played Murdoch, so people might know him for those movies.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fan of that actor. It's not his fault that some of those movies sucked, but he killed his role. Siobhan, what's another thing that worked for you?
I like how they showed her Millicent's progression, because even though she cursed the baby, like she was there the baby's whole life, mm-hmm. making sure it stayed alive, basically.
Yeah, you know what I liked about that was, cause some people were like, I just want her to be a completely evil character with no redeemable qualities. And I was like, I don't want to see that movie. And
mm-mm.
Nobody actually really wants to see that movie. I think people think that before, but then they would be like, well, she's just a one dimensional, evil, mean woman and there's mm-hmm. nothing to it. I think the best villains, in my opinion, are always heroes of their own fiction. So, even if it's kind of a twisted fiction, you know, like Magneto for the X-Men is a great villain. And in First Class, he really becomes a better villain because he was the hero, kind of. You know, it's not to the very end. And even then, you can make an argument that he was right. But at the end, there's kind of a, oh, well, now this is kind of just evil. Like, I kind of like that about this movie, where they're not just throwing, she was evil, she was always evil, there's nothing redeemable about her. Yeah. Her motivations are fucking just to cause evil. Like, I like that her motivations weren't purely, just evil. And there was a redemption lesson in there.
And to me, it showed complexity to the character. Mm-hmm. And she went from, when that little girl hugged her, she was like, I don't like children, beat it thing.
And then she picked her up anyway and was like,
yeah. So you could see that she still had a heart, you know.
And it's still a kid's movie, so that's, I don't know, right, exactly what people would want
what
out of this.
What was PG? PG-13?
I can tell you in a second. It was PG.
Okay. Wow.
So I don't know what exactly people wanted out of it, because they're going to teach kids some kind of good lesson. They're not going to just call the movie
Maleficent.
Yeah, they're not going to just call the movie Maleficent and then have her be just the most evil, pointless person of all time, you know? I agree with, Siobhan on that. I enjoyed the time. Listen to me.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood, listen. There was no fucking reason for 2 hours of Godzilla. There's no reason for, as much as I enjoyed it, there's no reason for 2 hours and 20 minutes of Spider-Man. You can trim the time off of some of this shit, and it will actually make people like the movie more.
It was an hour and a half.
Yeah, this was an hour and 37 minutes. People have shit to do. I went to a 12:05 showing. I was out before 2 o'clock, and we went and had lunch and all this shit that, you know, a lot of times I can't do. Because the movies are so fucking long these days. Yeah. So I really appreciated them making a movie that was an hour and a half long. Not to mention, it's a kids movie. Like, a lot of these movies I go see are kind of geared towards kids and teenagers. Kids' attention span ain't no fucking 3 hours long.
The show ain't.
They really aren't. My 3-year-old goddaughter went and saw it. She was singing the song when they left the theater. She had a good time, paid attention the whole time. Yes. If it was longer, it would not have happened.
Yeah, you know what it does? It makes me want to see it again. There's movies I love, 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 love. I'm not going to a theater to see them again.
Nope.
Cause as much as I love The Raid 2, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. I don't have 2.5 hours to give up again.
Me either.
So that was, huge for me, was the, I really enjoyed, the time. Karen, did you have any more?
Yes.
Okay.
Something I loved and something that was underrated was the background. The background was gorgeous.
All that money that wasn't Angelina Jolie.
Yes, that was like, okay, we pay you and everything else is going into CGI. The background was beautiful. The forest was beautiful. You know, the fairies, everything flying around, the creatures. Like, everything was just so beautiful, and it had so, the colors. You know, even the dragon. You know, she was turning him into different things, and it was just one of those things where, whenever it come and she would like put up like that thorny fence around, like all that stuff. To me, it was just, it engulfed me into the world, and it brought me into the story they was trying to tell me.
Yeah.
When she walked and the whole world started dimming, and then her throne grew out of the forest. And then the other big trees that were like holding those spears turned everybody else like, you better bow, bitches. Yeah, that was the background. It all worked together to make that point that she was queen and now everybody else was going to have to pay.
Yes. Yeah. And it was cool too, because, they did the opposite with Aurora.
Mm.
So like everything around her was beauty and happiness, and then juxtaposed to this lurking, dark, like moody person. Like I loved some of their scenes that were just her watching Aurora and then them kind of mixing and then watching the background kind of mix.
Yeah. And also, speaking about, her heart, I think that once she got to the point where her wings got stolen and she walked, to me, that was the sign that shit about to change.
Yes. Oh, yes. The stone bridge.
She had a pimp cane.
Yeah. She was walking and brick was flying behind her. I was like,
damn.
I was like, yeah, whenever she get there, it is not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Did you have any more positive things, Siobhan?
I actually liked the scene when she woke her up.
Mm. the last scene that to end the movie, basically.
Yeah, no, like mm-hmm. before the when she drops Philip and they go yes. in and he kisses her and she doesn't wake up and she's all, see, true love doesn't exist, and she all kisses her because she's sorry, and then she wakes up and it's like, oh, mother's love. Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, that was the next thing I was gonna say. I love that narrative. One, I like it because it's kind of feminist in a way.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of not, like, because the other solution I've always found a little bit problematic and simple, and I hate that we teach kids these fairy tale that happily ever after for love at first sight bullshit. like, it's kind of, you know, because it's false advertising, and also it leads to some really horrible decisions.
Yes, it does.
Know. Hey, don't worry about anything in the background or anybody's, like, past or, you know, credit or, you know,
criminal records.
Don't look at that. If you see them across a crowded room, then it must be love. Like, mm-hmm. and I like that, you know, it, a man's love is not just the solution to everything. Like, you know, if nothing else, like, men were kind of evil in this fucking movie. Like, men were the worst. And even though Prince Philip wasn't the worst, he was clueless as fuck, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like Aurora.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically got, like, they were a good match because they were both stupid. But,
yes.
Like, he originally shows up because he's lost. Like, you know, so the thing was, though, I've always had this theory and I've always said, like, there's no such thing as, like, unconditional love. I don't think humans are capable of it. But the closest that we have is parental love.
Mm, yeah.
And that is so much more powerful than just the idea of romantic love in general. You know, motherfuckers get married 7 times and fall in and out of love. And you'll be in, you know, 27 relationships before you find, quote unquote, the one. And people treat each other like shit. But, like, at its peak, I believe that, like, parental love is, like, the closest we get to just not even judging and just wanting the best for somebody. And that scene, like, when he kissed her and she didn't wake up, I remember being like, before he kissed her, I said, now
she's gonna kiss her.
Mm-hmm. When is Anne Hornaday gonna write the think piece about how this movie is promoting rape culture?
No, in his defense, he was like, dude, she's sleeping. You want me to kiss her?
Yes. He was like, this is stupid. And they were like, it's not stupid. But, you know, but that was actually before he said that line, you know, but and I was just joking. Obviously, I don't think she's going to write that. But when that kiss didn't work, I was like, oh, my God, Angelina Jolie's the one who really loves her.
I thought it was the crow dude.
What?
Oh, really? Crow dude? You know what, Karen? I was going to judge you, but in the fairy tale, that would make sense.
Yes, because I was like, well, if it's not him, it was him because, you know, when they first met.
Oh, he did say, I've been watching you your whole life.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Remember they introduced and she knew him as the crow that she would dance and play with. So
and
you
could do the whole, like, oh, it overcame his ugly looks.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like she seen him for what he truly was. So so to me, that was a surprise. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's him.
Yeah, I definitely was going to shade you, but you're right. You're right. But yeah, I thought it was better that Angelina Jolie's kiss woke up. Another thing that I'll add that was positive.
I saw your tweet about that, actually. It was funny. Only Angelina Jolie can carry this adopted family plot forward.
Oh, first of all, this movie, one of the reasons it's one of my favorite movies this year is because it's one of my favorite genres of movie, which is impossible white woman movie. Now, impossible white woman, a lot of people make this mistake, right? Impossible white man movies are the action movies where the guy goes and kills 37 terrorists and saves his kidnapped daughter. And
oh, I've fallen off the side of a building.
Yeah,
yes.
No police show up. You know, guy goes live on happily ever after. Well, that's an action movie. And you don't have to be a white man to play that role. No. White women can do it, whatever. Impossible white woman movies are movies where love conquers everything.
Everything.
Where a white woman's love is so pure and so good.
And so powerful.
That it can make a homeless black man
into a football player. Oh my God. That is a genre that exists.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It can educate the toughest street urchins. Mm-hmm. It can do whatever.
You can go into a classroom and teach all these black kids. They
dangerous
can do better.
Mind. Oh my yes. God.
If you're all of a sudden the kids are going to college because why a white woman love them. It can make apes that are in the forest that are being poached by humans. You can learn to talk to them and save their lives and all this shit.
Planet of the Apes, that is.
Yeah. gorillas in the Mist. Y'all check it out. That white woman, that white woman loved the fuck out them apes. So,
like, she lives real though.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is based on something that happened. It's really a white man that killed a bunch of people somewhere. so like this was that but you don't realize it until the twist at the end and it's like, impossible white woman. So, the betrayal was the thing I was going to point out as my next positive. The betrayal, even though I knew it was coming, the way that they show like her anger, her basically stalking his Facebook page, changing their relationship status. It was like her anger towards everyone after that. You know, the way that he goes and becomes king and, you know, how greedy and fucked up that was. And, you know, like I really like that, even though I knew it had to be coming in some way, shape or form. So the betrayal worked for me.
This is how I know she wasn't completely evil. Cause all she did was put up her wall of thorns. If she was real trill, she would have went up in that kingdom and took over, killed everybody who was involved in the process, and then started torturing people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Game of Thrones myself and she would have sent more than one dragon and sent them all to the kingdom.
And the thing I got to say about the king is the worst father ever. He was so consumed trying to get her that he didn't even care about his daughter.
Right.
She came, was like, daddy. He was like, lock this bitch up. I was like,
that means Maleficent is coming because she's here. Let's go.
Or,
like, wait, what?
He didn't care about his wife either.
No.
Like, all he cared about was that 16th birthday. He was going to fight Maleficent somehow. And
while Maleficent's over here basically chilling with the kid.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't even care. Found that. He's like, raised his kid in secret and Maleficent found her the same day.
Seriously. Actually, the point, she didn't even care anymore. She went and took the curse, well, tried to take the curse off the kid.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. That was a powerful scene too, man.
Yeah.
Cause I had that feeling like, you know, it's been seven scenes in a row where she's been raising this kid. I was like, she gotta be feeling bad about this curse. And that scene where she couldn't pull the curse off her, I was like, oh man, that's why you don't. You know,
that's why you don't say forever and ever and can't nobody, not even me, break it.
Yeah, that's why you just block them on Twitter. Don't delete your account.
You know? Yes. Oh, actually, though, about that, when she did the scene for the curse and he was like, please, no. She's like, ooh, you're begging. I like it. Do it again. I was like, girl, I'm with you on that one. Make him beg more.
Oh, she had so many bars, man.
Yeah, she had bars the whole movie. Just her interaction with that child was just hilarious. Like, as the child grew and as she interacted with her, it was just funny just to see. And she kept fucking with them three women.
Mm.
Like, she was like making it rain in the house. She was making them fight each other and shit. She was like, just because.
Well, she was petty and shit. She was so, like, if you really think about it, she was like, I'm not getting over this. It's been over 20 years at this point. And she kept that grudge. She's like, I don't give a fuck. There was not supposed to be a queen of the fairy world. She was like, I'm queen now because I'm mad. And anybody got something to say about it? Nope.
Nope.
That's what I thought.
Nope.
Let's one last round if anybody has anything before we move on. Karen, anything else you want to add for positives?
I think that's about it. That covered everything for me.
What about you, Siobhan? Anything, any more positives to add?
No, there was people complaining because Maleficent didn't change into the dragon, but they're missing the point that she couldn't fuck him up in the fight scene if she was a dragon.
Yeah.
You're missing the point.
But she was scarier as not a dragon.
Yeah, exactly. But her boy was a dragon, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
it
like
made
a-
sense, and it made sense because she'd been transforming him the whole movie. So.
And she did it so, like, she had that chain on her and then she did it like all week. She was like, turn it to a dragon. And
then
she was like, boom, I'm a dragon, motherfuckers.
and the thing that really made me think of Game of Thrones, when they got all around here with them things, they kept banging him on the ground. I was like, doof, 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 doof. And then he came in the inside. He was like, yeah, I'm about to fuck you up, bitch. I was like, what's going on? We got fire. We got all this shit going on.
Yeah, my man.
I was like, where this came from? Like, it was on fire a second ago. Where were these people at?
My man, Sharlto Copley plays the unhinged villain so good. Like, as soon as he showed up all greasy in the armor and with them surrounding her by sword, I said, oh, it's about to be on. Cause, you know, he's about to go crazy. You can finally, unleash his crazy. But yeah, even when the dragon popped up, I was like, a fucking dragon. Let's go. Even when she got her wings, I was, that last fight scene has so many ups and downs. Cause, it's a bad guy. So I was like, maybe this does end with her being killed. And then it's
like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. I thought she was going to die too.
Because it was Angelina Jolie. I was expecting her to, whip ass.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were, at that moment, I realized we're rooting for the bad guy in this story.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, she going to die.
Technically, they could kill her and teach us all a lesson that, hey, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. She actually wasn't a bad guy. And what a tragic story. But, at least Aurora gets to live and show us how, the good that was Maleficent and how she raised her. And so I was like, please don't die. So when they freed those wings, I was happy as shit, man.
Yeah, and the thing is that through it all, she still showed humanity, because after all that was done, she basically had him jacked up and she was like, it's over. Like, mm-hmm. And he was like, nah, fuck that bitch. Yeah. I was like, oh, you're gonna have to die now.
She tried. She was gonna let you live, son. Yeah. She has you done.
I was hoping Jaime Lannister would show up and kill his ass before we got to that, but
it didn't happen this time.
Yeah.
Kingslayer moment. Actually, when he poured the water on that worker and was like, go get your people, I was actually expecting the kingdom to be like, hold up, this dude's crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna do something.
She's not gonna poison all our daughters,
Yeah. And I'm like you, I expected a revolt, because he had been working them day and night. Literally hundreds and thousands of hours had been spent hunting and searching and going through the woods and trying to burn down the forest. And
then she just walked the fuck through the defenses while carrying a floating boy. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. They did a chair of a job. Their alarm system people sucked. Whoever installed that alarm system need to be fired.
So I'll say one last thing that worked for me. The wardrobes.
Oh, yes, the clothes.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Angelina Jolie.
Fabulous.
Yes. First of all, she looked great in everything, but there was a point where she had an Erykah Badu head wrap thing going on.
Yes.
Like she
wrapped her horns and her hair. Yep.
Yes. And the way they changed her clothes by her mood and how she dressed differently once she was a woman scorned, mm-hmm. as compared to earlier in the film, just amazing to watch. I was, so impressed. And, also the other characters, the costume design, for her henchman, Diaval.
Yes.
Even the king's, I don't know if people noticed, but the king's last armor was different than the regal armor that the first king wore when they went to go fight. His shit was all spiky and edgy. The pixies costumes and their dresses and the special effects that accompany each color, amazing stuff, man. I don't know if anything else will get an Oscar or a nod for an Oscar. I would love to see Angelina Jolie get a nod, but it's kind of early in the year, some emotional, other
some
movies.
Some tearjerkers gotta come out. Yeah.
Yeah. Some, I have breast cancer and I was,
I got poisoned by this and I'm going to die and nothing can, no.
Right. Yeah. I got HIV.
Oh, I will say her costumes. I like how they changed. I didn't realize how boss that her all black outfit was though until she lost the cape. And all of a sudden you see little Angelina Jolie in a skin tight leather outfit like a boss. Like, dang girl.
Yes.
You got to stun anybody even in Maleficent, you got to stun everybody. Okay.
She looked like a goddamn superhero.
Yes, she did.
It was like she took off that cape and turned into Black Widow.
It was a Black Widow outfit.
Yes, and whooped everybody's ass. So many people took an ass over in that last scene. I don't even know how people did. Like, in the first scene when she whooped everybody's ass, at least they had somewhere to run.
Yeah.
This one, it was like, she's whooping our ass. He's like, just keep swinging. but yeah, the wardrobes were amazing. So let's rate this. Here are the Black Autist Premium Podcast Network. We have the review scale that we borrow from a man at movietrailerreviews.net, Chris, and Kev. It's the More Epic Than Love Jones scale from 0 to 5, 0 being man, fuck you, and 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. And of course, the very rare epic Kev tears, which is a 6 out of 5. Karen, what would you give Maleficent?
I give it a 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. Even though, don't spend the money, don't spend the 3D money, but I still liked it. I enjoyed it. It was the right length of time. I enjoyed everything about this movie. To me, it is worth going to the movies to see.
And Siobhan, what would you rate it?
I was going to do a 4 out of 5 because it's full price opening weekend, but I'm going to go 5 out of 5. The fuck you waiting for? Go see this shit. Cause I mean, Angelina Jolie, like a boss. And I did go see it after 8 hours of class, 3D, on the opening weekend.
Yeah, and I hate to do it, but I got to co-sign the ladies here. 5 out of 5 for me, man. Like, I like left this and was immediately like, please do all the sequels until you ruin it and it's not even fun anymore, because I'm going to see all them shits as long as Angelina Jolie is rocking that black outfit and serving people shade everywhere she goes. So, yeah, I got to give it the fuck you waiting for. Go see this shit. Make sure you guys join us for our next review, which I'm sure will be coming out soon. Thank you so much for, supporting the Black Autist Premium Network. Thank you so much to Siobhan, a.k.a. Hip Loida, on Twitter.
Yes, thank you, sweetie.
Really enjoyed you coming on with us.
It was fun. I wasn't as lame as I thought I was gonna be, I hope.
you're excellent. People are gonna follow you on Twitter now.
Yes, they will.
And they're gonna be like, oh, that's who it is.
Be like, watch talking about politics and then talking about K-pop. It don't make no sense. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you guys next time. Until then, peace out.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
Life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.